Nagini Patel. The actor was Sam Dale, and tomorrow evening's essayist is Bridget Kendall. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11:15, and now Fiona Talkington with Late Junction.
A storytelling project from Korea called ZA, which means come on, let's get something going, let's have some fun.
Todo delante, yo
a Mexican dance played on the Veracruz style of harp, which comes from the eastern coast. It's something close in size to a classical concert harp. So coming up later tonight on Late Junction, we've got the next in our series of Late Junction collaborations, bringing together three musicians, the cellist Matthew Barley, oud player Chaim Alami and bass guitarist Crawford Blair. And you can hear what they got up to at the BBC's Maida Vale studios last week. You can hear that at around midnight tonight. Also later on, continuing this week's exploration of some outstanding sax and clarinet players with the legendary Lee Konitz collaboration at about a quarter to midnight. And to end the programme tonight, the brilliant duo of sax player Ken Vandermark and the astonishing drummer Paul Nielsen-Love. And here's the CD which inspired my solo sax thread this week, John Butcher's Invisible Ear. John close-mic'd soprano sax, which uses feedback and a very echoey room to get its effect in a piece called Sprinkler. Thank you. sound there of the Andean harp, played by Florencio Coronado, recorded at the Grand Theatre in Lima. And before that, sax player John Butcher from his rather intriguing CD called Invisible Ear, a piece for close-miked soprano sax and resonant room called Sprinkler. Now, Late Junction producer Rosie came across these two musicians busking near Brick Lane a while ago, Christoph Pepe Auer and Manu Del Lago. "What do you think?" she said, brandishing a brightly coloured CD. "Well, I like them." Together, their duo is called Living Room, and this is Lila Contrast from their CD Colouring Book.
Thank you.
an Armenian lullaby written by Komitas, based on Armenian traditional music, and arranged there by Tigran Mansourian, who played the piano. And before that, one of Mansourian's funeral songs, played by the viola player Kim Kashkashian with the percussionist Robin Shulkovsky. Jenya was the pianist before that, with a piece by Gabriel Prokofiev called Cold Wooden Window. And right at the start there, a duo called Living Room, and a piece called Lila Contrast. That comes from their CD, Colouring Book. And as ever, you'll find details of all the music I'm playing on the Late Junction playlists, which you'll find on the Radio 3 website. And if you want to get in touch, the email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. This week I've been exploring music by outstanding sax and clarinet players of the past and from today. Tonight, before our Late Junction collaboration between Matthew Barley, Chaim Alami and Crawford Blair, I've chosen Lee Konitz's variations on Alone Together, which he recorded in New York in 1967. In itself, it's a set of inventive and technically brilliant collaborations between Konitz and then in turn drummer Elvin Jones, then Carl Berger on vibes, Eddie Gomez on bass, and Elvin Jones again leads the full quartet into a grand finale.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Konitz recorded in New York in 1967. Variations on Alone Together, featuring Elvin Jones on drums, Carl Berger on vibes and Eddie Gomez on bass. And the London Jazz Festival is currently underway. Tomorrow night includes Louis Maholo sharing a bill with Keith Tippett. There's The Bad Plus, Trio VD and Troika. And Saturday's lineup includes a showcase from Editions Records label, including Martin Speak and the Dave Stapleton Quintet. There's Matthew Herbert and the London Sinfonietta, The Bad Plus and Django Bates. And on Sunday, Billy Jenkins and the BBC Big Band and the Kairos Quartet. Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And this coming Saturday on Radio 3, you can hear trumpeter Hugh Masekela's London Jazz Festival concert in World Roots. And on Jazz Library, Alan Shipton talks to Vibes player Gary Burton about his long career. Now, this month's Late Junction collaboration brings together someone you'll have heard fairly regularly on Late Junction over the years, the cellist Matthew Barley, and a young performer who's been on Radio 3 a lot this year, the Iraqi oud player Hayam Alami, who's a recipient of the World Roots Academy Scholarship, and they're together with the guitarist Crawford Blair. So, over the next 20 minutes or so, you can hear what they got up to earlier on this month at the BBC's Maida Vale studios.
Thank you. Hi, I am Khayyam Alami.
I'm Matthew Barley, cellist.
Crawford Blair, bass.
I didn't say my instrument. Do I have to do it again? Okay.
Well, dark blue is a bit, it hints at blues, but it doesn't kind of go all the way. Dark blue. And it's also quite, actually, it is quite dark blue, that piece, isn't it?
It's quite intense. It's quite condensed in its kind of format, its structure.
Fantastic bass noises. So the next piece was actually recorded last, and we chose this kind of sound world because the first two pieces we'd recorded had been very dark, very solid, very kind of bass oriented. So we thought we'd try something much lighter. We set up this lovely riff that Crawford found on the bass using harmonics, and then I dubbed over a little cello harmonic-y thing, and we were in five. And then Khayyam had a fantastic idea. It was a kind of chance music idea, which was that we all had to do one pass through the piece with headphones on, and we weren't allowed to listen to what the others did. So in fact, we drew M&Ms to find out who went first, and the first one to take a blue went first. It was Crawford.
I feel partially responsible for taking the most time to do probably the least complicated part. For some reason, I'd imagined it had gone on for already for about 3 or 4 minutes and faded myself out, and then turned around and everyone was looking at me saying, oh, that was only like, you know, half the track. So I had to go back to the top and do it again. Yeah, I did.
And I was the next to get the blue M&M. I came next, Khayyam came
on
last.
On purpose, because I had the bag in my hand.
That's right. And then we just put them all together, and basically we liked what we got, and we did a little bit of editing volumes afterwards, but basically that's the way it came out.
Thank you.
at the start of the session, I had no idea really of what kind of sound we were going to create. But I think in terms of atmosphere, something in me was saying to me that it's going to be a pretty easy meeting in terms of communication and getting ideas across. I know Crawford quite well. And for some strange reason, I just had a vibe about Matthew ever since his name first popped up in talking about doing this collaboration. What everybody brought to it was very distinctive, and we managed to just let it kind of gel itself together.
I think that's really important, isn't it, that you just let it find its own direction. And we had a phone conversation a few weeks ago where we decided not to meet up,
exactly,
so we could really make it, you know, the first time we ever met was in the studio and we were playing a few minutes later.
It may have actually been a bad idea if we had gotten together prior to it and compared notes.
We would have been trying to recreate something that we'd done already.
That's right, yeah.
Well, here you're just trying to let it out and be creative there and then.
So the last piece that we're going to listen to now, I wanted to bring something that came from my world, or the world where I kind of grew up musically, which is European classical music. And there's a piece by Ravel, Gaspard de la Nuit, for solo piano, the middle movement of which has a pedal all the way through, as does most Middle Eastern and Indian music. So I just scribbled out the first few phrases. We got some grungy pedals from Crawford. And you'd never really know, well, you will now because I've just said so, but you'd never know it was from Ravel. And then in the same spirit, Khayyam suggested this little bass line from Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. So, you know, hard to imagine, but this piece did derive from Ravel and Stravinsky. Thank you.
Oud player Chaim Alami, cellist Matthew Barley and guitarist Crawford Blair, brought together at the BBC's Maida Vale studios earlier this month for the latest in our series of Late Junction collaborations. And if you go to the Radio 3 website, you'll be able to download that session as a podcast for the next 30 days. I'm Fiona Talkington, you're listening to Late Junction, here with you until 1 o'clock. I played you a track earlier this week from the new CD by the singer Solveig Schlettegjell. I caught up with her sitting in the gallery at King's Place in London and chatted with her about her new CD and her musical background and about Emily Dickinson, whose poems she sets in the album.
Yes, she's really inspiring. I think I like the concept of sort of referring to life's, well, sometimes quite dramatic ups and downs, I guess, with telling how the nature works, which is something you see really every day and you expect it to be like that, you know. And then talk of spring and talk of fall and so, like she can do in, you know, in life, that's a different story. So I think I like the very non-dramatic way of speaking of quite dramatic stuff, I guess.
I'll tell you the sun rose, a ribbon at a time, the steeple swam with amethyst, the news like squall.
Sylvaige Letty Hill, first of all, a setting of Emily Dickinson in A Day, and then her own You Go, I Go. Now, this is a Tarab song from Zanzibar, a song traditionally used in weddings and celebrations, played here on the harmonium by the Indian musician Jaganlal Kashabji Pitadia.
Ni chuki za watu ghadhabu ya dunia, ni chuki za watu raha ya dunia ko kahani ni
Oh,
Chaganlal Keshavji Pitadia with that traditional prayer and celebration song from Zanzibar. My closing track later on is far from being a lullaby, be warned, so let's pop one in now. Not quite enough angels for the four corners of your bed. Three will have to do, and they are Gillian Welsh, Alison Krauss and Emmylou Harris.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gonna stay. Don't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, you little babe.
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 Everybody's gone in the cotton and the comb. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. You're a sweet little babe.
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 Honey in the rock and the sugar don't stop. Gonna bring a bottle to the baby. Don't you weep, pretty babe.
Don't you weep, pretty babe.
Don't you weep, pretty babe.
Don't you weep. Pretty.
She's long gone with her red shoes on. Gonna need another loving baby. Go to sleep, little babe.
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 You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving baby. Go to sleep, you little babe.
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 Come lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my ever-loving baby.
Thank you.
A setting of the Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis by Nico Muhly. That's from a new recording by the Los Angeles Master Chorale, conducted by Grant Gershon, following Gillian Welsh, Alison Krauss and Emmylou Harris. That comes from the soundtrack to O Brother, Where Art Thou? At the Vortex in London at the end of the month, the brilliant trio The Thing. They're there on the 29th and 30th before going on to Edinburgh on the 1st of December. Mats Gustafsson, Ingebrigt Hawker-Flotten and the amazing Paul Nielsen Love on drums. So to end Late Junction this week, here's Paul with another of his regular collaborators, the Chicago sax player Ken Vandermark, from their collaboration called Chicago Volume. If you want gentle flutes to send you to sleep, forget it. But to set it up, here's one of Chris Watson's recordings from the northeast of England, Darkness and the Full Moon Tide off Bootle Bay. Hope you can join me again in a couple of weeks. Good night. Thank you.
This is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. Hello, I'm John Shea, and across the next couple of hours I'm featuring a recital that Janine Jansen and Catherine Stott gave at LSO St Luke's in London in May 2008. Poulenc admitted that he was more comfortable writing for wind instruments than for strings. He'd already destroyed two previous violin sonatas before composing this one in 1942-43 in memory of the Spanish poet Federico García Lorca. Even then, he wrote, "What difficulty I had in trying to express my passion for Lorca in musical terms. My sonata for violin and piano, dedicated to his memory, is very mediocre, Poulenc." Well, here are Janine Jansen and Catherine Stott to prove him wrong. Thank you.
Thank you.
Poulenc's violin sonata, written for the brilliant young French violinist Ginette Neveu. When she was later killed in a plane crash, he replaced the original finale with that Presto Tragico. Janine Jansen and Catherine Stott follow it with Franck's sonata, a wedding present for Eugène Isaïe. And the large windows of LSO St Luke's, a former church, may prompt thoughts of the sonata's Brussels premiere one December afternoon in 1886 in an art gallery where no one had thought about the lighting. The concert ended in complete darkness.